The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
stomach?
Please,
they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. We are back yet again with Total Divas Season 3, Episode 2. The follow-up. Oh my goodness, after Episode 1 and Holy Naked Rosa. I don't know if I can handle Episode 2. What do you say, Rock?
As we had the cliffhanger, John finds out stuff, so I can't wait for it to figure out what the new hashtag is, because hashtag Holy Naked Rosa going worldwide.
Yep, totally is. So we'll let you know that and so much more right after the break right here on The Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost and Jarvis! This is the State Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
Case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hit the Sergeant Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
next Thursday in a very special edition of The Rack. We get Rated R.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
That's right. WWE Hall of Famer Adam A. Copeland joins the show to talk about Haven, fatherhood, and even a little bit of that old wrestling talk. Hear the interview next Thursday afternoon only on Wild Talk Radio at RackRadioShow.com.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
From the break, and oh my god, there's Fully Naked Rosa right there.
We won't escape Fully Naked Rosa.
We are never going to escape that. That's going to like live in the annals of, you know, the show forever.
As but it should.
As it should. But basically, we're getting the recap from episode one, including John finding Nikki's hormones. And that's where we pick up.
I love the dramatic music as he walks up the steps. What the hell's this? It was in plain view. It wasn't in a drawer. Did you sneak around, find something? No, it was right. I freaking... You kind of screwed up, Nikki. He's like, why the fuck do you need hormones?
And basically, she's freezing her eggs.
He thought they were illegal drugs. Really, John? She's 40-something. She wants to have her 30-something eggs.
And basically, John wants to know why she kept it a secret.
Mr. Boy Scout's not happy. Nikki's in trouble.
Well, the flip side to that is if she's taking hormones, that increases her fertility, obviously, which means if they have sex while she's on this, there's a really good chance she could get pregnant.
But she's not allowed to.
Exactly, that's why.
Yeah. Hey, we're with the Bryan Danielsons.
And they're packing, and they're talking about the house. We get to see the house!
Yay!
Oh my god, he has a lot of kick pads.
He's a kick pad whore, she calls him. Like, do I have sex for kick pads?
Wow, Brian. Wow.
So basically, he's giving her all these kick pads, and you know, for every kick pad, she has to have sex with him, so she's the kick pad whore.
And, you know, there's six kick pads, so that's six shots she should get pregnant.
Yeah, there you go. She wants two babies out of her vagina by 35.
Damn!
That's a lot about Brie. Yeah. She wants two kids in the next 5 years. Alright then. There you go.
We kind of know her time frame.
Yeah. We now have Natty, Eva, and Nikki out about on town, around town.
They're going to dinner.
Nikki's in trouble. And she's telling the girls, yeah, John found out. And he's like, yeah, he found him and he thought I was on drugs. She's in the doghouse. And Eva's talking about how she's making Jonathan convert. Oh no, they're having sleepovers. Oh no. Oh god, this is not going to be good.
She's Catholic. It's even better.
They're going to be praying together. Oh.
Oh my god, I kind of want to see that.
Oh yeah.
Hey, it's the truck. We're at Monday Night Raw, and we see Natty and Rosa.
She has clothes on. Hey, it's Santino Marella. He goes, are those pants painted on? Sandra doesn't like the boobs in her face.
She has like a sculpted butt. Like, what is what?
And Sandra wants to rock those jeans.
You could get a girl.
Uh oh. Daniel's hurting. Uh-oh. Wow, we actually see him being hurt.
And Bree's basically telling him you need to get it checked out.
She's talking about how after 15 years, your body has moments of breaking down. The kind of massage I get is not going to help.
Wow, Brian! Wow. Jesus!
Wow, Brian. Okay, then. We're off to a start.
They are married, you know. Yeah.
The girls are checking out how hot Doff is. And now the Funky Doctors are being pulled into a room with Mark.
Boom, 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 boom.
They want Naomi to be a single and Cameron to be more of a valet. They're breaking up the Funky Dactyls. Mark doesn't want her to take any offense to that Naomi's a step ahead of Cameron. And yeah.
Yeah. She's a little bit better.
Naomi's trying to put a positive spin on it for Cameron, and she wants to support. They want to support one another. At least that's Naomi's side. And Cameron, how many hairstyles have we seen in 5 minutes from Cameron? Oh my god.
Well, that's a recent shot because she's got the ombre going on. This is closer to after Mania because she's got the blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cameron's upset because, well, you know, she doesn't want to valet Naomi. She wants to wrestle. She wants to get better. She wants to improve. And now she's questioning, well, how the hell am I supposed to get better if I'm never in the ring?
Right. Now he's talking about how Cameron doesn't have the big training as Naomi did, all the training. Now he's like, you have to analyze what you want to do, and this isn't for everybody. And we're back in Phoenix. With the Danielsons.
And they're off to get the keys to the house. Brian is so excited, and so is Bree.
I can't believe I'm a homeowner. No, I mean, we're a homeowner. No, you're the homeowner.
Oh my god, I love Brian.
Uh-huh.
He gives her so much sass. It's amazing.
Right. Oh, wow. That's a nice house.
It's a cute little house.
Like, it's sort of like his old home, but bigger.
But bigger and a little bit more updated.
It's not a big house. Like, a over-the-top house. And Bree wants a brand new bathroom, basically.
I would want a brand new bathroom, too. I'd gut that sucker. Jim!
They have opposite directions on what their top priorities are. Solar panels, she wants new floors.
New cabinets. Basically, she wants to do the typical upgrades of the flooring. She wants to paint the walls. She wants to redo the kitchen, the bathrooms. She wants to update the house.
Right.
And basically, he's telling her, you know, you're doing what your sister would do.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Oh, just, yeah.
Basically, okay, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
As we head to commercial. So, basically, since we were kind of silent, we're just going to talk about the fact that, you know, Bree and Brian, they're walking through the house with a contractor. She's telling him what she wants done. Brian's getting upset because, you know, Brian's trying to watch the money. He's trying to ensure that they don't
overspend, and he wants to do it on a budget, which is very reasonable, you know.
Which is completely reasonable. That's what most normal everyday people do.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, they're not made of money. Brian is still, you know, very early, you know, coming into the main event, so he's not been getting those huge paychecks.
Just yet.
But like John Cena has, you know, but he's not paid poorly either, but, you know, so it's basically Brian's very down to earth, you can tell. he wants to do things on a budget. He wants to manage his money. Because, you know, I think Brian accepts and realizes the fact that he's not going to be doing this forever. He's probably on the downturn of his career at this point, and they need to save every penny they can for the rest of their lives.
Right, and they didn't buy the mansion, as we talked about. They bought a small little home, 1,400 square feet or something like to that nature. And she basically wants to redo it, and he asked the question. So basically, you want to redo a whole house, and she wouldn't give an answer. And his response was, "You don't answer me when you know I'm right." And I was like, "Ouch."
And, you know, she's going, "Well, you never want to do what I want to do." And he's like, "The whole wedding was about you." It's like, we always do what you want to do. The whole wedding was about you. What did you say on the way over here? This house was yours.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of stress between the Danielsons. So, we'll have to see how that goes, especially since I think we're going to find out more about Brian's neck in this episode.
Yeah, they tease that just a little bit. But yeah, so she wants to go all Property Brothers and redo all house.
Did you just make a Property Brothers reference?
I did. As a Property Brothers expert, yes, that's exactly what I did. They want to do a whole kitchen, new living room, blah, blah, blah. Yes. I did.
Seriously?
I did drop a Property Brothers reference.
Are you watching HGTV right now?
No, we're watching Total Divas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, as we come back from break...
We're in Phoenix, Arizona.
With Nikki and Bree as they are furniture shopping.
They have a new house. She has a new house. She can buy new furniture. See, this is what the Property Brothers do. They go out and furniture shop with the homeowners. Bree's like, "You gotta make sure you check the price tag." She's telling me, like, you know, how she talking about how Brian thinks she's overspending. Wow, he's getting ten. Her reasoning is basically, since Brian's spending this much on solar panels, she should be able to spend the same amount on a house.
Basically, Nikki says, you know, well, maybe y'all should compromise. And Bree's like, you know, Nikki doesn't know what compromise is. It doesn't exist in her world.
Right.
And Bree is not. Basically, Bree's thing is this is her dream home. She's worked her whole career to get to this point where she would have her dream home and she could do it. And it's basically she is now entitled to do what she wants. And, you know, honestly, if it's her money.
Wow. Okay, how did it feel to touch something real when Nikki touched Bree's boob? Anyway,
but yeah, so Bree feels entitled to spend the money.
As she should.
Brian doesn't.
Yeah.
And as she should, yeah. If it's her money, she should get to spend it, you know, absolutely. But now we are out with John and Nikki.
Okay, yeah. All right, John. They're having
Yeah. So he's asking her about the injections.
He goes, "If I had not caught you, would you have ever told me?" He's in a tough spot. He doesn't know what to really say at this point. He keeps saying, I'm not the right person for you. He's realizing he may lose her one day.
And she goes, "It's not true." And he's like, "Yeah, it is." And he's kind of expressing himself to her.
John Cena is actually being human.
Basically asks her, well, you know, if you want to have kids later in life, who do you want to have kids with? And he's grown to have her, love her, you know, being a part of his life, and he doesn't want to let her go. And basically she says, if you want me to stop it, I will stop the process.
Okay then, here we go, we're in L.A.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back to this.
We're
going back to that.
Oh, yeah. We're in Rodeo Drive, and she's in the studio with Arianne Cameron. She's getting choked up a little bit talking about her career. She's talking about how people don't see the passion she has. She's talking about how she's been up. She was advanced to the main roster, and now her partner's awesome, and she's a step behind. Maybe she's not ready. She's not sure what she's going to do.
basically Vinny, and then Vinny wants to, like, hey, let's go get food, and she's like, no, I want to go home.
I'm just not in the mood. So we're in San Diego with the Bellas. Fans are doing yes, yes, yes to Brie.
So basically, Nikki now tells Brie she's not freezing her eggs anymore.
She basically saw a different side of John. And Bree's calling that selfish.
Basically, Bree's accusing John of manipulating Nikki.
Well.
Yeah. I have an opinion on that. We'll get into it in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Bree's like, he's a grown-ass man.
Damn, Bree!
He's a grown-ass man. He'll get over it. Nikki's like, you don't think about Brian's feelings when you do things. Wow.
And Bree's like, I'm not compromising everything.
Bree's like, if God was sitting here, and asked you, what do you want? And, well, Nikki's not answering the question. Ooh. She doesn't want to hurt John. This is what's going on.
And basically she says that, you know, it doesn't make her push over to consider him. And Bree's like, you know what? Leave me the fuck out of it then. Because I don't want to deal with this crap.
Yeah. Oh, now we're having the drama. Who's the nice sister? Is it Nikki or is it Bree? Apparently Bree's the bad pixie, not the good pixie, on the shoulder. Nikki wants to be a mom. Bree wants to raise kids together. Nikki's like, since neither of us are pregnant, I want to get a drink.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, then.
Speaking of drinks, we have the Uso and then Naomi. They're out drinking.
Nice cover. Nice save.
Yeah, you're my Divas champion.
Yeah, nice save, dude.
He's like, Soul's the way to go, train. Naomi feels bad about what's happening to Cameron, but there's nothing she can really do about it. John's like, you gotta go, but she doesn't want to leave her friend behind.
Oh my god, he's not.
He's mocking her routine. Wow.
And now she's mocking his. These two are meant for each other.
And low blow with the belt. Ooh. Alright then. Alright.
They need their own damn reality show.
I know.
And now we see Brie arriving home.
Brian's not been packing, even though she asked him probably to. Brian just got back from the MRI, and he's going to need surgery. The surgery for Daniel Bryan.
The emergency surgery.
Yep. He has lost his strength and it could be permanent. They want to get surgery next week. See how fast this transpired, people? Very quick.
And this is why you don't plan an outlandish renovation.
Yeah. He's like, the timing's just bad.
Because basically she's not sure if, you know, they're going to take the titles off him or not.
Yeah.
So, as we head to break, and we see Nikki, you know, with her nieces and nephews, Trent and Cameron fighting. Yeah, we need to talk about John and Nikki and Brie, and what transpired there, because... Yeah.
Alright, start it off.
Okay. And I've been kind of sitting on this for a couple days, because I saw a clip of this. Basically what happened is John and Nikki go to dinner. John asks Nikki about her freezing her eggs, and he has this sudden realization, even though he's been telling her the whole time that he's not the one for her, that he could lose her one day, and that she's beginning to make plans without him, and he's questioning those plans, and he's just questioning her doing this whole thing and basically kind of half convinces her, half leads her into, at least it feels like that, making the decision to not freeze her eggs. And then Bree accuses him, obviously, of manipulating her, which, in a way, he kind of did.
In a way, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He opened up and sort of said, I don't want to lose you. And yeah, he manipulated her 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, wow.
You ever heard of a guilt trip?
Yeah. He's good at one, I'll give him that. And yeah, it's like, you know, basically Nikki's doing something outside of his control.
Uh-huh.
Which, as we've seen in past episodes of Total Divas, John Cena can be controlling. He likes things done a very specific way in his world.
Just slightly, yes.
This is not the first time they've butted heads on this. John has kind of relented a little bit and let Nikki have more of her way with the house and with a few other things. But, you know, John has been completely unrelenting on marriage and kids. Last week, we saw him offer up marriage as a compromise to basically get her to leave him alone about everything else. And now she's moving forward to freeze her eggs, which, you know, as we said last, you know, on the last episode of this show, that freezing your eggs is not a bad thing. It's a wonderful backup plan to have, because in case anything happens to you, you know, your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know, whichever way you go, has at least a piece of you to where if they want to have a child with you, they still can.
Right.
So, you know, say, God forbid, something happens to Nikki Bella, and John Cena decides he wants, you know, to have a child with her after all. Well, he does have that option available, you know, if she is frozen her eggs. But, you know, the fact that he's, you know, he clearly does not want to have children. He's not interested in it. You know,
are we sure about this, though?
You know, the more I see, the more, yeah, I really think he doesn't.
But here's the thing. Every time she makes a step to leave, he gives in a step. Or it looks like he gives in a step. He makes this sort of gesture, and that's sort of what Bree brought up. Every time she does something, he makes a gesture to make it seem like he's giving in.
But you see, here's the thing, is he didn't necessarily give in here. He opened up to her, and he told her that he's grown to love her.
That's the gesture.
Right. He's grown to love her. He's grown to have her in his world, and he can't picture having his life without her, which is like stock standard, no offense, guideline.
Hey, you should be offended by that.
It's true.
Well, it's a stock standard girl line, too.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's a manipulative line, 100%, and basically he's just like, well, you know, you're... And this is the other side of this, is John is seeing this as she's not planning, you know, she is planning for the future, but she is not planning for a future with me. She is planning for a future with somebody else, which means at some point, she is going to leave me.
Right.
He makes it about him. It's not about her. It's not about her wants or her needs and her reasons for doing it, which are completely hers, and he should really have no bearing on it. It's all about him. It's all about his needs and his wants, which it has been from day one, it seems like, in that relationship. Is she sort of giving everything up, and he's really not giving up nearly as much?
Because,
you know, he makes these small, painful gestures.
Small sacrifices. He throws money at the situation. And he gives that emotional, but I love you type of thing. Yeah. He manipulated her 100% in that one. It was very clear. It was, yeah, beyond clear.
It was beyond clear. And you know what? Honestly, that's really kind of not cool. It's like, dude, if that's her decision and she's making it and she clearly made it without you, then you don't really get a say.
And what he realized was she sees in 10 years doesn't see them together because she wants kids.
Right.
And he has to come to that realization. If he wants to keep her, he may have to go back on his word.
Yep. That's the thing, dude. This is what she wants. She's made that clear from day one with you. Just like, you know, from day one with her, you said you don't want to get married, you don't ever want to have kids. Well, she does. And it's, if you're not willing to relent on that deal, well, then she will move on.
Right, because she wants what she wants, and if he's not going to be the one to give it to her, even though she loves him, eventually what she wants will overcome.
Yeah. It's, you can only wait for so long, and you can only try to change someone for so long, and I know Nikki thinks John is changing, but he's not so much changing as he's just giving in to shut her up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because nobody really changes. People just adjust to make the other person happy. And that's really what he's kind of doing, is he's more adjusting. Because it's like, you could tell, you know, when he's walking through the house with the interior designer, he was really not happy. He really doesn't want to change the house.
No, he's very uncomfortable.
And he doesn't want to shell out the money to change the house.
Oh, sell 10 t-shirts, he'll be fine.
Well, it's not even, you know, showing, know, spending, I know, you know, the cost. It's more, he likes the house the way it is. And something tells me he bought that house as a show house. He doesn't want it to be, and we said this in season one when we first saw it, it's a show house.
It's not
a home.
Right, it's a house, not a home.
And that's because he's just never really in it. He's always on the road, he's always traveling, he's always busy. So he's never really home much. So it's something of, it's an impressive place that when people roll up to it, it's, you know, it's basically a house that fits his status.
Yo, 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 welcome to MTV Cribs, I'm John Cena.
Pretty much. He has the nice house, he has the nice cars, he has the trophy girlfriend, he has everything.
Let's pimp that ride, yo.
Let's pimp that ride. So, you know, it's just, but kind of getting back to what it was, it's you watch John Cena and he basically manipulates Nikki into going back on her decision, which is really her sole decision. You know, she doesn't need to consult him for it because it's her body, it's her eggs, and if she wants to freeze them, she can freeze them.
Right.
And, you know, he doesn't need to be consulted on that.
No. Should she have given the heads up? Yeah, but it still should have been. She should have still went through with it. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a heads up is always good, but she doesn't need his gnome gobby gobby on the decision, and he doesn't necessarily have the right to convince her, oh, well, you know, this isn't really what you want, even though it is what you want. And Nikki caves and says, okay, well, if you don't want me to do it, I won't do it.
And he really didn't say the question. She posed it and then saw his reaction and came into the answer, so.
Yeah, he manipulated her into that.
Oh, yeah. His response was, don't make me, don't even make me. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but as we come back from break, we are back in San Diego, California with the Bellas, and they're visiting their cousins.
Time to get some family time in.
And she's with the kids.
Wow. Taking a shot at Nikki's reading.
Ouch.
Apparently natural. She's a natural at taking care of children. She's like, after seeing all of her nieces, am I going to miss out? Is she going to be the world's greatest aunt?
And basically, you know, it's, well, maybe I should rethink this decision. And we see everybody arriving and adjusting for Monday Night Raw.
Well put. Adjusting.
Cameron was adjusting things.
Yes, she was. Hey, it's Daniel Bryan, the WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World.
And we find out that Brie has an appearance, that she's not going to be in Pittsburgh when Bryan is having the surgery, so she didn't end up going.
Yeah. I remember we were trying to figure that all out. She's like failing as a wife in her mind.
But basically, Eva asks, you know, Nikki can't do it by herself, and Brie's like, no, they want us both there. And Brie just feels really guilty and really bad that she's not going to be there for Bryan.
Yeah. Brian's now delivering the message of that he's got to give up, got to go under surgery. He's not happy about it. He feels that his career's done, as we heard on Monday Night Raw.
You know, it could be done, but it's not going to be done, because he's going to fight back.
And as we've seen, it's a very long road back.
Yes. Daniel Bryan is in the process of making his way back now. Hopefully we'll see him in time for the Royal Rumble.
Here's hoping. So that's the update on Daniel Bryan there.
So we're 2 days later in New York with Brie. It's surgery day.
And she's talking to Bryan on the phone. She's in New York for the press, as we mentioned. She wants to give him one of those hugs where she puts basically his head in her boobs.
I'm sure he would be okay with that now.
Yeah.
Aww. Bryan sent her the I love you video from his hospital bed.
She's realizing what everything she's fighting for doesn't matter because he's hurt. And she'll be the best nurse ever.
Well, she'll have to borrow the nurse's outfit from Nikki.
Yeah, I think she'll be all right by lending it to her. Wow, they're arguing over who wants whose butt better. Wow, okay then. They're walking, they're taking photos, they're at the press event for upfront. So where do you want to start?
Well, obviously we saw Brie kind of come to the realization that maybe she was being a little bit selfish.
Yes, we did.
Concerning the house, so that's always good to hear and see that, hey, you know, things can wait, things can be done one step at a time, we don't need to be spending the money right now, you know, maybe Bryan was right.
Which, you know, it always sucks to admit someone else is right.
But, you know, somebody else might be regretting their decision a little bit, and that's Nikki.
Right.
So, well, Nikki's wondering if she made the right call, you know, in terms of giving up kids, because that's essentially now what she's done for John by not freezing her eggs. She is making the conscious decision to not have children, and Nikki's wondering if that was the right call.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I think she's going to regret that decision, so.
Just a little bit, but as we come back from break.
We're in Phoenix with Brie Bella. She's at her home. And she runs into Daniel Bryan in bed. What is she wearing?
A poncho.
Okay.
And Bryan's like, good God, be gentle.
Right. As Josie tries to get involved.
They're having the happy reunion. She's smothering him with kisses.
He's talking about how he's gotten some strength back. Wow. Brian. Basically, he brought out, you don't want me to leave this house. You're going to leave me if I'm no longer a champion. They talk about how they can now compromise. He's sorry that he made her feel bad about the house. It smells like you're about to pass gas. Oh, Brian. Now we have John and Nikki working out together. With heavy weights.
Well, John has heavy weights.
Oh, explain what just happened.
Basically, Nikki told John if she has too much weight, her ovaries will pop. She's decided to go through the egg freezing process anyway, and so she goes, you know, well, my ovaries could burst, and he goes this, you know, makes this please God thing.
So she went back on the stuff. That's good. She's going to tell John that he's going back, I'm going to freeze my eggs. That's good. That's a smart move.
And he's not happy with it. Well, oh, he's not happy.
He's not happy, but guess what? It's her body.
Her life, man.
Right?
And we're back at Monday Night Raw, and we see Trinity and Cameron. They're getting stretched out. You know, Trinity's not going to miss her in the ring, but she would miss her if she wasn't out there.
Right. Cameron doesn't want to be sitting on the sidelines. Hey, here come the fucking Knuckles. This is Naomi's in the ring with Paige, of all people. I remember that match. They had a good match.
They had a really good match.
This was the build up to the title match at the May pay-per-view.
Extreme Rules.
No, it wasn't Extreme Rules. It was the other one after Extreme Rules. Because Tamina had Extreme Rules. It was the one after the June 1st pay-per-view.
Payback?
Payback.
Now we're at SummerSlam because I recognize that dress. Basically, they're
getting an update on his injury. This would be Payback. That's not SummerSlam. Payback.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She quit at Payback. Because they had the match at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Cause that's
and basically, they get the bad news about Brian's injury.
Not getting the strength back in his arm. Alright, so let's take a timeout as they hit the break. So Nikki's going on and going through with it after all.
Which, good on her for doing that. Good on her for making that decision. And she told John, you know, it's like, hey, look, I'm going back on the stuff. I'm going to freeze my eggs. And that's that. And, well, John was not happy.
No. His face told the story. He didn't have to say a word. It's just his facial reaction was like, all right. I see what you're doing. Gotta live with it. If I'm gonna keep you, I gotta live with it.
Yeah, it's like, worst case scenario, dude, it's a fallback plan. That's really kind of how you have to look at it. Is it's a backup plan in case anything happens or in case you change your mind and y'all decide when she's past her prime to have kids. Hey, I'd like a baby with you. Oh, wait, we can't because you've already gone through menopause. Or you have she's less fertile at that point, depending on when.
Right.
They make that choice, but basically it's, they have the eggs available to them. It's not like she's asking him to freeze his sperm or anything like that. You know, it's just, hey, look, I have a backup plan in case anything happens or anything changes.
Right. 'Cause
say, you know, they don't make it. Say they don't end up together. And say she's alone.
She's kind of screwed.
She's kind of screwed. You gave up everything for nothing. You know, that would suck.
Yeah, they could get married. They could be married for 5 years and then realize this really isn't going where I thought it was going to go.
Right. So, you know, only time will tell.
Yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will.
So, but we are coming back from break.
As we're getting more of the update.
As we're getting more of the update in Columbus, Ohio.
They're pushing back the timeline.
Because he had to have two nerves.
To be on the longer side of the time frame. Again, this is Payback. Right, Payback, was it?
Yeah,
Payback.
And basically Bree says, you know, if we're not working any shows, we're not making any money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very true. Now we're in Hartford, Connecticut. Cameron's meeting with Mark. She's not happy. She's tired of being in the shadow. It's not sitting well with her. She wants to be champion one day. She wants to go back down the NXT to train.
Which, you know what? That's a fair question.
Mark's like, if we, this could be a life-changing, career-changing decision. Because there's a chance she may not come back if she goes down to NXT. She may not be a diva anymore, because guess what? He's right. Because if you go down to NXT, you're kind of screwed.
If you go back, if you go down and you don't prove that you can do what you said to do, yeah, you're screwed.
Kind of screwed on that point. He doesn't want her to be seen perceived as she's quitting on us. She's realizing that she needs more work, but how can she get more work if she's on the main roster?
Right. She needs more training. She needs more help.
She wants to say, at least she says she tried, at least she wants to get better.
And I applaud her for that.
Yeah. She just wants to be looked at as more, she wants to be looked at more as a, than a valet. She wants to be seen as a competitor. It's basically, it's career risk if it doesn't work out. So they're going to try to figure out a role that works best for her.
And, you know, again, I 100% applaud her for that. She has the right to make that decision, and, you know, it will only... It could only help her in the future.
John is still trying to dance.
Shake it, baby.
And Alden Cameron's breaking all the news to the girls and the Uso. Oh, John. He takes the pom-poms and goes like, no more of this, and shakes them around. Hey, it's Bo Dallas and his ass again. His ass is making an appearance on this show twice now. Well, three times.
Bo Dallas, the next Total Diva, I'm telling you.
All his asses, at least.
Believe. And, well, Trinity is pissed.
Trinity's talking about how, like, if we're still together, and if I'm the champ, you get a run with me. And, you know. Trinity's like, Cameron's like, Trinity, you're being selfish. No, it's like, you're the one being selfish. You're breaking us up. So this is the breakup of the Funkadactyls right here.
No!
Funk ain't on a roll anymore.
Aww, the Funk is dead. And basically, you know, she's, you know, Trini isn't seeing this as Cameron's going down there to better herself. She's seeing this as she's splitting them up.
Right. Trin's like, she's going to do what she's got to do.
Damn!
Yeah. She's like, I'm thinking of us too much, and well, now it's all about Naomi now. You do you, I'm going to do me. That's how we're going to roll. Join NXT and you can't support me? Girl, bye. That's what Cameron basically said. Oh, the drama. Alright, as we had the break there. Alright.
I think we need to talk about what just happened.
Where shall we begin with these Funkadactyls?
Oh my. So basically Cameron makes the decision that in order to better herself, in order to become the wrestler that she wants to be, she needs to go back down to NXT to train.
Pretty much, yes.
Which, you know what? 100% applaud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's showing the dedication that she needs to show to her job. She convinces Mark Carano to let her do it. Mm-hmm. Because it's basically, I want to, you know, she tells him the truth. I want to be better. I want to be the Divas Champion. I'm never going to get there by doing what I'm doing right now. I want to be taken serious as a performer. And basically, she wants to be on the same level as Naomi.
Right. Which she should.
Which she should. And the fact that she's showing that dedication and that passion, I applaud that 100%. And if she feels NXT is the place that she's going to get the tools that she needs to succeed, then by all means, go down there and get those tools.
Exactly.
learn how to work, learn how to wrestle. I mean, we saw that obviously she did make the right decision because she was on Monday Night Raw Monday night, and she improved greatly. This is the last time I saw her in the ring.
She's getting better. I don't know if she's gone down there, but at least she's making the effort, too.
She's making the effort. She's definitely improved. I don't know if she's working with the NXT trainers on her days off, because I don't think she's fully gone down. But I think she's going back down and working with the NXT trainers.
She may be at the Performance Center more often.
Yeah, she may be at the Performance Center more often, but she's obviously not on the NXT roster. She didn't take a full step down. You know, they're obviously keeping her on the main roster, but probably giving her the time to go down and work with the trainers to improve and get better, and then they call her back up as needed. But she has gotten better, and I have to applaud that. But, you know, the flip side of this is obviously that kind of screws up the plans that they had for Naomi, in the sense that Cameron was supposed to valet Naomi. And Naomi sees that as, well, Cameron's making the decision to split them up. And did not consult her on it.
Yeah, and that's her problem.
And it's a valid problem, but honestly, it's Cameron's choice.
Oh, yeah. But again, in every situation we talk about on the show, communication would be key.
Communication would be key, and, you know, she could have vented that to Naomi, and she could have said, hey, I'm thinking of going back down to NXT. I want to get better. I want to improve. I want to train. Obviously, that's going to screw us up, but are we cool?
Right.
And I'm sure Trinity would have no problem with it, but, you know, I think Trinity also kind of had a little bit of an overreaction to it because, you know, she's saying, well, I've always thought about us.
Well, you've always thought about you.
Well, you've always thought about you. Well, to be fair, you know, right now she's thinking about, Trinity is thinking about herself. She's been thinking about herself for a while because her eyes are on the Divas title.
Right, and in the wrestling business, it's always about you, not we.
Exactly. So it's like Cameron's just trying to look out for herself, and Cameron, you know, wants to have longevity in the company and in the business because they have plenty of girls that could replace her in a heartbeat. And that goes for any girl on the roster.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. As we watch NXT and talk about on the rack, yeah, there's a lot of girls who are chomping at that bit to get there.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, they're looking for a reason to get rid of a lot of the girls who have been around for a longer while. Now, granted, that doesn't necessarily include Cameron and Naomi, but it could. If they're not up to par, if they're not up to what the company wants, they could say, hey, see you, bye, there's the door, and bring another girl up.
Everyone's replaceable.
Everybody is replaceable. That's the thing. So it's, you know, Cameron is just trying to make herself a more valuable asset to the company. But yeah, communication. Communication is key. And as we come back from break, we're in San Diego, so we're going to see if communication is going to happen here.
I think that's tonight's hashtag, is communication.
Yep. Wow, John.
He's trying to do something romantic, and he's like, you taking a dump? Now they're picking out dates for the egg retrieval. Doesn't want to ruin our relationship. So now we got to pick out dates. He took a step. He's gonna be the chauffeur and the maid for her for that one day.
And he's gonna change into a maid outfit.
A little or less than the crotch area for the outfit, yeah. So basically, he's gonna be there for her.
Aww. Do you need a woman around you? And here's the TMI moment right here.
Yeah.
Nikki, he looks horrified. Nikki was explaining. Genuinely horrified.
Yeah. Wow.
She wasn't supposed to drink on the hormones.
No, when she starts the 10-day process. Wow. Okay, next week's show is going to be really interesting.
Summer's back. And oh God, oh my lord. Natty, honey, calm down.
Yeah, alright, we'll get to that in a minute. Alright, so to sum up what happened at the very end of the show, was basically, Nikki was explaining to what happened last week on the program, where Bree saw her hoo-ha, as we mentioned, and she was explaining the process how Bree saw her hoo-ha and something being inserted in her hoo-ha, and John was like, why are you telling me this? Why exactly are you giving me all these details?
Yeah, he's like, TMI, way too much information.
Alright, so how do you want to wrap this? How do you sum up this show?
How do I sum up the show? Communication is key for everybody involved in this show, obviously. But, you know, in terms of the whole situation with John and Nikki, because obviously Bree and Brian and John and Nikki were clearly the focus of the show, along with the Funkadactyls. I don't know how I feel about John after this episode. Because it's like, yeah, he has that redeeming moment at the end where he's like, yeah, I'm going to be there for you and everything, and I'm going to make that huge sacrifice and take off work for you so I can take care of you for 24 hours. But it's like his whole reaction to the situation and the fact that he's, you know, basically tried to manipulate her out of doing this before he finally was just forced to accept it, where she's like, hey, you know what? I'm doing this whether you want me to or not.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it just, I don't know how I feel about him after that, because it's like, you know, as we said before, it's not your life. It's not your body.
Yeah.
You know, should she have told him up front? Yeah, she should have, but, you know, it's not his choice. He's basically the one not giving her the option, so she's going to basically just have a backup plan. And he's kind of faulting her for having a backup plan, you know, in case they don't work out, because she doesn't know. Right. He doesn't know. You know, he's just assuming, and he always just, I guess, kind of assumed that she was going to be there for him. And he was just going to have her kind of in this little place where they're not married, they have no kids, and basically she's his live-in fuck buddy. That's really what it kind of feels like. And, you know, again, their relationship could be completely different, and she seems totally fine with that. And I'm not going to fault them for that, but it's just, it's like he's manipulating her into this place almost, and he's keeping her there, and if she tries to deviate from it in any way, then he slowly nudges her back in there.
Right.
And I just don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, that's kind of a tricky situation. Because that is basically what he's doing. He's adjusting his plan, but he's making it his plan, not her plan.
I don't know. After this, I don't know how I feel about him.
You've had a couple interesting weeks with John Cena.
Yeah, we're not getting along lately.
You guys need to communicate better.
We do need to communicate better. You know, I'm sure he heard me yell at him when he hurt my boo-boo. So.
It's been a couple months since then, too, yeah.
Anyway, I say we kind of transition out of episode 2, and, well, we have a little bit of episode 3 to talk about.
Yeah, thanks to the folks at E, we have a little preview clip of a fight. So, let's get right into it, shall we?
Okay.
How were the live events this weekend? I heard that they weren't that good.
Ours?
Oh.
They were awesome.
Our live events weren't bad either. It's just that I've been having this terrible, terrible, terrible cold.
Is that why you're sniffling a lot? Or?
If I don't take the nasal spray every single day, I have a clogged nose.
From a sinus infection?
Well, it's from a lot of things, but...
It's been like that your whole life?
No, it's not been like that my whole life.
The minute she starts complaining about her nose, how she can't breathe, she can't taste food, she's saying it's because of the slap, of me hitting her, and I'm sick of it. If you're gonna go around running your mouth, say it in my face.
So what prompts it? Like, you're sick? Is that why you always sniffle?
Never mind. I don't even want to go there right now.
So are you saying that's because of me? Because I hit you? Like, get to it. Like, tell me what you're saying.
It has basically gotten back to me that you think that I made up all that stuff with my nose. Have you gone around and said that I'm making
not.
Up a story about my nose? Because I know
absolutely
that I've been...
Absolutely not.
If you want to know the dates that I've been
okay,
to Dr. Lopper...
You let me know when you want me to talk.
I'm going to let you talk.
Okay.
Go, talk.
If you want to get real real, I know that all
I
you
don't
do
want you in my car.
Is you go... Oh my gosh, my nose. Oh my gosh, my nose.
That's
oh, I can't
nice.
Breathe.
That's
blah, blah,
nice.
Blah. Well,
yeah,
it's true, Rosa, because if we're going to do this, let's
come on,
do
you guys, let's just chill out.
You called me a stripper. You basically called me
you
a whore.
You called her a stripper?
Yeah, she said I was on the verge of being a stripper.
Because you're a trashy, classless person.
Natty!
This is not your place to be getting involved in.
Oh my God. I feel like I've set myself for a huge freaking disaster.
Did I hurt, break your nose? Did I hurt your nose? Do you go to the doctor because of me?
Never once have you ever
Natty,
felt remorse.
Come out and tell me. You're going
you're,
beating around the bush.
No, I'm not.
Be a woman and tell me.
It's not even about my nose, Summer. It's about you not accepting responsibility.
Oh, is this how you treat TJ? Is this why you and TJ have problems?
That's a low blow.
Well, it's true.
First of all, please don't bring up my husband.
Natty, calm down. Like,
Natty!
What the hell?
Calm down, Natty!
When you talk about my husband, do you think that I'm going to be okay with that?
Natty, where are you going? God, I can't believe this is happening right now. Natty, what's going on? Natty, stop it!
You know what, Summer? You don't want to know the truth. You don't want to look at yourself in the mirror and know what a piece of crap you are. You're lucky that you even got in my car in the first place. And you're lucky that I drag you out by your scalp and take your cheap-ass hair out of your head.
Hey, stop fighting.
Your hair's so real. That's really funny. My hair's real, honey.
Stop it.
Yours is a mullet.
You are the biggest piece of trash I've ever met in my life.
Honestly, like, you pull us over like a freaking crazy woman? We're Podunk, Indiana. I don't even know where we are. Ridiculous. Daddy! Daddy, stop it! Stop it!
Oh, my sweet holy naked Rosa. Just, wow! Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fight. There you go.
So things are apparently going to come to a head between Natty and Rosa. I'm really kind of curious to see how this one turns out. Or not Natty and Rosa, Natty and Summer, because... Oh, holy shit. It's on.
Yeah, I got no words for that. That's... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hashtag communication, everybody. Yeah, holy naked Rosa.
Next week's hashtag, the fight is on.
Hashtag girl fight.
Hashtag girl fight, it's on, y'all. In Podunk, Indiana.
Holy naked Rosa.
Yep. So, on that note, I say we wrap this episode, and when we return next week, we will be talking all about Season 3, Episode 3. The girl fight is on. Hashtag it out, y'all. Tweet us and tell us what you think at Wild Talk Radio. Go to facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tell us what you think also. So, until next week, bye!